That was a good one. Our righteous little reverend keeps a great stash of wine here. Add that to the rest of this food, and this might just be enough to last me a single night. You hear that, stomach? Get ready. Ah, the Reverend. Good timing. Head back into the kitchen and start up on the next course, would you? I've got a good momentum going here. Who am I? I'm a gluttony demon, darling. And I'm here to indulge. Only the most gruesome of foods can satisfy Banika Barathrum. Huh? Oh, that was my human name. Because of the unique way I became a demon, my name didn't get sealed like, say, sloths did. Hey, speaking of sloths, have you seen her? She missed 3 consecutive monthly reports, which is lazy, even by her standards. And the last I saw her, she was being summoned to this general area. Excuse me? Sloth, beat me to you? I don't believe this. One of the few times she gets off her butt at all, and a little Miss Lazy claims a soul before I do. Oh, avarice and envy will never let me live this down. Wait a minute. You still have your soul. How's that possible? No one can resist Sloth's temptations. Oh, wow. Score 1 for the Holy Roller. Not many mortals can say that they faced a 7 deadly head-on and won. But now, you've whet my appetite like a vampire at a blood drive. After I'm finished with your food and wine.
I think I'll just eat you next.
Oh, don't sound so surprised, Reverend. I told you, only the most gruesome of meals can satisfy me. And I've eaten plenty of them. Let me think. I once ate rat poison, raw chicken, and fat, juicy worms before washing it down with an ice-cold glass of bleach. I've been banned from every buffet in the country for running them out of stock again and again. See this stomach of mine? It's digested things that even maggots won't eat. And it's not picky at all about what it wants. Cannibalism was inevitable for me, even if I hadn't become a demon. What's my backstory?
Are you just trying to stall by getting me to talk about myself?
Because if you are, I will gladly do so. See, I used to be an ordinary person, just like you. Well, except that I was a duchess while you're just a peasant. Anyway, I still loved to eat, even when I was younger. Didn't matter what it was or how well it was cooked, I would eat it. But no matter how much I ate, I still wanted more. I started stealing other people's food and eating that, too. I still remember the look on my mother's face when I ate an entire birthday cake before she was able to even slice it. Best birthday I ever had. But moving on, my eating streak hit its peak one fateful Sunday. It was the middle of a church service, and we were having communion. And when those offering plates reached me, well, I ate them. I ate them all. Every last piece of bread and every last cup of juice. When the ushers tried to stop me, I grabbed their plates too. Eventually, they were upended in the struggle, sending grape juice and breadcrumbs all over the sanctuary carpet. Can you imagine? The music stopped. The congregation, they gasped. And everyone lost their minds. I'd disrupted the service and desecrated the house of God. But all I could think about was how good the food tasted. And I felt so very naughty. After my parents dragged me home and locked me in my room, it turned out my act of audacity had attracted a demon of gluttony. She was really impressed by what I'd done, and she offered me a deal. For the low, low price of my immortal soul, I would have the ability to eat whatever I wanted without gaining any weight, getting any cavities, or ever getting sick again. A deal I eagerly accepted. Naturally, the first thing I ate was the demon herself, which made me the new gluttony demon. All the food I could ever eat, with the bonus of immortality. And now,
whenever I eat someone, I eat their soul, too. I must have consumed hundreds over the years. I can feel them all wriggling inside.
Just so you know what you're getting into if you don't bring me any food. Speaking of which, I'd say that story time is over. Now, Reverend, get back into that little kitchen of yours and make me something gruesome, or you and your soul will be next on my menu. Come on, what are you waiting for? Chop, chop. You're either making something really big, or just making a mess. What? What is this? 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of bread, 2 servings of tilapia, lamb chops, and a glass of wine. How do you pick these options? Just by random? I mean, you could have at least used rotten food. This isn't gruesome at all. Well, whatever. Food is food. But since you didn't follow my instructions, I'm eating you after this. To me. My stomach. It hurts. What did you put in that food? It couldn't be poison. I eat poison all the time, and it doesn't do anything. So, what could I have eaten? Wait a minute. Lamb, wine, unleavened bread, and tilapia fish. Those are all foods from... You didn't feed me a gruesome meal.
You fed me a sacred meal!
And you blessed it too.
You idiot!
A demon can't digest a sacred meal. It's too holy. I'm gonna hurl. My demon. My food. My immortality. They're gone. My life. My beautiful hedonistic life. It's ruined. Ruined. Wow. First you trick me, now you want to redeem me? Is that what you did to Sloth too? I knew it! Not on your life, Reverend! All of Hell is going to know what you did to me, and once they do, you'll be up to your ears in demons. I swear I'll drag you and this entire church into an eternity of suffering and torment. I'll ruin you!